Congratulations!
You're listening to Congratulations Pine Tree, the Bay's number one arts and culture podcast with me, Kate Rhodes.
And me, Maysoon Wazwaz.
That was a much better pace. I need to maintain a proper pace and a proper tone.
Let's do it.
Okay. Okay, the answer to last week's trivia question, I was looking for the artist of a certain photograph.
Can you tell me about the photograph?
On the left, a soberly dressed man and woman engage in a tense face-off. Mm. On the right, two bearded men in jeans and t-shirts enjoy a deep kiss.
Oh.
Behind the straight couple, the title of a book on display in a shop window declares, World of Our Fathers. And that is a black and white photograph, and it's titled A Castro Street Scene from 1977. And we were looking for the name of the artist, which was...
Janet Delaney.
No, it is Crawford Barton. Nobody got it, so nobody gets anything.
We win points for congratulations, Pine Tree.
We get to do our own voicemail message.
We have to do the voicemail of the other person.
Well, I said last time that the prize is just whatever you want. So what's our trivia question this week, Maysoon?
What's the official color of the Golden Gate Bridge?
Name it. It's a name.
We want to know the name of the official color.
And you can't Google it, and you can't ask anyone.
Honor. You can ask one person.
Honor system. So send us your trivia answers and your listener feedback to congratulationspinetree@gmail.com, or you can call or text us at 419-351-6606, or you can tweet us at Pine Tree Podcast. Okay, Maysoon, this week we had a couple things that we promised our listeners that we'd finally get around to.
Oh, yeah?
But before we get deep into all that, I wanted you to, as a city your position as a city official and speaking on behalf of the city, could you please give us the update on the whole situation with the mayor?
Sure. On behalf of my official job as the city employee, we now have a new mayor. Their name is Mark Farrell.
You allowed to say that on behalf of the city? You're not allowed to speak on behalf of the city.
Well, I can say that we have a new mayor.
No, say you're speaking only as a citizen of San Francisco.
I want to speak as both.
No,
I'm just saying that one thing. That's
it. No.
Okay, so on behalf of
your own self,
my position as a city employee.
No, only your own self.
We have a new mayor. On behalf of myself as an individual human being and San Francisco resident, we have a new mayor.
Right. So point is, Maysoon, it was very controversial.
Oh, man. I wish to God I had just a small inkling of an idea that they were going to do that, because I would have gone to the chamber last night. It would have been so exciting.
Did they just spring it? Nobody. I mean, because were a lot of members of the public there.
The Soups have meetings every Tuesday night, and those meetings are open to the public. Someone must have known something was going on.
Right, because there was a ton of public comment.
And I didn't know about any of it. I'm not even sure if our director of cultural affairs knew about it, although I speculate he might have gotten some word.
Now, Maysoon, can we be...
I think maybe we should call another friend.
Okay, I'm going to call Shannon. Right. Beep, beep, boop. Ring, ring. Ring, ring.
Yeah, hello.
Hey, Shannon. You live in San Francisco.
Oh, is this Kate?
Yeah, this is Kate Rhodes from
Congrats. I haven't heard from you in a really long time.
Oh, I'm sorry, Shannon. How are you doing?
Well, Happy New Year anyhow.
Happy New Year. Point is, Shannon, there's a new mayor of San Francisco.
Sure is.
There's been a lot of controversy. London Breed, who was the interim mayor right after, God rest him, Ed Lee died, was the first black woman to act as mayor of San Francisco, right?
That's correct.
And then something happened where I heard that basically, like, progressives in the city government were like, oh, well, she's too much of a corporate tech shill. We need somebody else in there because she's got too much power now, because she's also the head of the... super whatever.
I like to see it as twofold.
Okay, go ahead.
We've got one side of the coin where Supervisor Breed was... We have one side of the coin where Supervisor Breed was not only a supervisor of a district, but also also the mayor of San Francisco.
Right.
So a lot of people...
And wasn't she like the head of the supervisor?
Sorry, yes. Right. She's the supervisor. She's the president of the board of supervisors and also the mayor of San Francisco.
And could appoint anyone to anything all the time.
Right. And so that is a conflict of interest. Like, not a conflict of interest, but
too much concentration
that is too
of
much
power,
period. Right. So I agree with that. Secondly, I think if she is also running for mayor, which she has put forth her campaign to do so, or her statement to do to run for mayor, I think if she's already in the position of mayor, it's almost like, what's the word? Not that she's a shoo-in, but that it's...
gives her an unfair advantage.
Thank you. Yeah, it gives her an unfair advantage, I think. That's exactly what happened with Edley. When he stepped in, he was the city administrator. He stepped in when Newsom left to be lieutenant governor, and he wasn't supposed to run for mayor. He wasn't supposed to run an election.
And then he was like, did. Fuck you guys, I'm
but
doing it.
But then he did, and he basically ran.
He was
ran.
Like, take me to the top, shrimp boy!
Yeah. He basically ran uncontested, I guess.
Oh, okay.
Right. And so
was he really, though, or was it just one of those where it's like, oh, nobody else with any clout is running?
It was probably one of those.
Okay.
Not that,
so no big dicks came in to be like, I'm also running.
No one wanted to challenge him, let's say that. That was really it. And so there's the concern with London Breed. She's already in this position of power. It's easier for her to sort of like...
Okay, so that's what they're saying, but there was also kind of a tinge that she was a little too cozy with business, right?
Yeah, I don't even know if it's a little too cozy. I think it's pretty cozy. Okay. I mean, according to some of the statements that a few of the other supervisors made, like in the boardroom yesterday.
Huh. Okay, but Shannon.
Yes.
But okay, so then now they got this feral guy in there.
Yep.
And I remember from our voters guide
like
on the show when Maysoon
like
and I.
Feral's a conservative.
Yes, exactly. We're like, say no to feral, say no to wiener.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Nice.
Yeah.
And now he's in there.
He's in there. My feeling is that he's a placeholder. He's also promised, or he's not going to be running for mayor in June. So he's literally just there for 5 months. That was the agreement in the Board of Supervisors meeting, yes, last night. Okay. Because someone also put forth Jane Kim to fill in, and she did not.
Right,
because
she's running for mayor. That's the thing where I was kind of like, well, we don't want somebody really good in there because we want them to actually be mayor. And run for mayor.
Yeah.
And not just be this interim person.
I agree.
Okay. Thank you, Shannon.
You're welcome.
Shannon, do you have anyone you're endorsing?
Not yet.
You got a leaning?
I'm not talking about it yet.
At all. Maysoon, are you tossing one in yet?
I'm also not tossing one in yet. Shannon and I are in a similar weird position.
I'm all for Jane Kim.
Yeah, most people are. That's
I heard
fine.
That Mark Leno's not even getting the endorsement from the top drag queen in San Francisco. And when the top drag queen, this is what my friend said,
okay.
The top drag queen's not endorsing the gay guy running, something's wrong.
I don't know. I can't comment. I don't have
Shannon,
a comment on
thoughts.
That.
Well, so I'm kind of in the middle between Mark Leno and Jane Kim.
Okay, why? What is it about Mark Leno that you like?
I feel like I need to do more research on it, but Mark Leno, generally speaking, has a good record and is a progressive candidate.
Uh-huh.
So I want to, you know, respect that and give a little more attention or do a little more research as a resident and voter of San Francisco.
So right now we have you down as undecided.
I'm undecided.
And that election is going to be June
15th.
15th, 2018. It's so funny.
Get out and vote, people. It's a fucking shit show. People were calling all sorts of names in the chamber.
People are passionate.
Yeah.
And rightly so, because there's a lot at stake.
Yeah, but let's not give it to the fucking tech industry. He was threatening other supervisors to vote for Breed. And if they didn't, he would make sure they couldn't get any business in the city or like get anything done in the city.
He who?
Ron Conway, Oracle.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was another thing I was hearing. It was like,
no, that's the thing. That's the tech controversy. Like Mayor Lee was in his pocket and London Breed is in his pocket. So they're taking who knows how much money. And there was some like conversation that he was having with Breed and with the rest of the audience, like the public, when Mayor Lee was having his memorial. Did you read that?
Oh yeah.
Just like pretty crass politicking, basically.
That's nuts.
Yeah. So, you know, I'm not into that. I mean, in Hillary Ronan's district 9 supervisor, her statement was like very impassioned and basically like, enough of the bullshit. We got to change the game here, people. We can't be like in the tech company's pocket.
Yeah, no, I heard that and I was like, fuck yeah.
So that's Hillary Ronan. I would have liked to know This is a time when I feel like Jane Kim needs can step up and say something, but I haven't heard any quotes from her.
Okay, well, here's the update, okay? This is from the San Francisco Chronicle on January 9th. London Breed, Mark Leno, and Jane Kim were all running neck and neck in the polls. But none of them were getting more than undecided.
See, that's because we're all undecided is like, wait, what's the difference between this person and this person? We need to figure it out.
Yeah.
Like, that's why we're undecided, because we're not sure what, like, who actually ends up being better.
Is it because looking. You're counting how many angels can dance on the head of a pin?
Yes, exactly. Actually, I'm counting the unicorns.
Okay, Maysoon, let's get into our real talk about faking it, which we've been planning to do for 2 weeks. Here's one thing. Here's one. A lot of ways you can fake it. We're going to go deep. Okay, let's do every single scenario you could ever find yourself in the art world.
Oh, my God.
Okay, first off, I have to say that I had a studio visit this week. Anyhow, it wasn't supposed to be a studio visit. It was supposed to be I go somewhere else to meet them. And I really fucked that one up. And I probably could have faked my way out of it somehow. Anyhow, Maysoon, that might be one where you can't quite fake your way out. Once you're on the phone with them and you're like, oh, are you here yet? And they're like, oh, are you here yet?
Right.
Okay. So point is, Maysoon, let's do another scenario.
Do you ever do this thing where like someone's talking about an artist or a curator?
Oh, yeah.
And you don't know, but you feel like you should know. So yes. You fake it anyhow.
Yeah.
There's that faking it.
Yes. And
which I'm trying not to do as much.
That's good, because then you'll learn more.
Because I'm like, you know what? Who cares if I don't know someone? I should just know that person if
you
someone's
could
talking about them.
Secretly write it down and then look it up later.
Yeah.
But here's one technique I have for that, Maysoon.
Yeah.
You could turn the question back on them.
Oh.
If they're like, oh, do you know about Jared Frank father?
And they'd be like, no, but do you?
No, you can't say no, because you're faking that you do. You have to be like, oh, yeah, what do you think of them?
Oh.
Turn the question back on the person. Turn the question back on the person. That's one.
But the person probably does know it if they actually know their name.
Well, yeah, no, right? They do know it. And then you're going to learn, because you're going to
see
what I'm saying?
So you're getting that.
Okay, let's try it. Let's try it right now. Go ahead. I'll be the person. Hey, have you ever heard of Johnny DJ?
Oh, yeah, I have. What do you think about his work?
Well, I really like the old things, like when he made the baby head musketeers.
Oh, the baby head musketeers. Yes. That was a weird, that was kind of a strong point in his career. I remember that.
Oh my God, that's perfect, Maysoon. Okay, guys, so that's a good one. Turn the question back on the person. Okay, another way I find that is really helpful to develop a kind of air of anything, whatever you want to be, is just don't talk.
Oh,
just barely ever
like,
talk.
Don't talk, but be really aloof or kind
you
of
you can
like...
be kind of aloof. I guess the hard thing is to not talk very much, but still seem friendly. So that's one way to fake it that we should
work.
And
we're faking it in what context here?
Just any art context.
Any art context.
Because I think, remember we had our Rainbow of Anxieties episode?
Oh, yes, I do.
So one way where you have to establish your standing as an important person in the art world.
Yes.
You know, in all the ways that we mentioned of being smart and being important and being popular or whatever.
All that stuff.
Is basically faking it. That's what we're trying to do here, Maysoon. You just fake it till you make it.
That's what we're doing here on the podcast, everyone.
Exactly. So I think just not talking much. And then people won't know that you don't know anything and that maybe you're...
Or will they because you're not saying anything? Will they be like, oh my God, that person just doesn't have an opinion on anything?
Okay, let's give it a shot right now.
Okay.
Okay. I'm going to be the person.
The non-talking?
The faker. Yeah. Okay, go ahead.
Hey, Jody, how are you doing? What do you think about the show we're here at?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Me too. I love that piece that we're standing right next to.
I feel like you wouldn't even take it to that level of questioning, wouldn't you? Okay.
I'd probably be like, are you okay?
This one's hard for me.
Do you need some water?
this one's hard for me because I talk constantly, especially if
I'm
nervous.
That's part of your nerves. Yeah.
Especially if I'm nervous. So I think maybe we need to rein it back.
You rein it back. Rein back
the
words.
We need to rein it in. Yeah.
Okay. So let's role play the reining it in.
Okay.
Hey, Jody, how you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing good. So what do you think about this show?
Okay, here's another one I like to use, where someone's like, oh, you know Grizzle Mackerby? And you're like, oh, I think so. Can you remind me about
it? Yeah, I like that one. Yeah. I do that all the time.
Yeah.
That one's good. Yeah. I've heard of them. I can't quite put my finger on it, though. Can you remind me, like, yeah, that thing?
I like asking people to remind me. I think it sounds friendly. It does. Like you want them to teach you. And they like people everyone like wants that. To teach, especially pretentious people want to constantly be explaining.
Oh my God, that's so funny.
Okay, remind here's a great that. One. Actually, I wish I would have said this when we had the listener who asked how to like kind of get shows and get started in art world. Volunteering.
I think we said, didn't we? We didn't say that.
That's not,
I feel like they, volunteering and interning.
Did
is.
We say that? Well, yeah. So volunteering, I feel like, is a good way of faking it, actually. Because you're kind of getting into a place, you know, it's almost like you kind of work there, except you don't get paid.
Yeah.
And you get to know everybody at the organization.
It's true.
You know, and they're all super nice and friendly.
But is that faking it? I feel like that's actually doing it. That's like a step in the right direction.
Well, but like, it's kind of actually doing it.
Yeah.
But it's also like anyone can volunteer. Anyone. Everyone's hurting for volunteers. You know, and then someone's like trying to be like, oh, do you know whatever Southern Exposure? And you'll be like, oh, yeah, I know Nick and Lisa. Yeah, yeah.
You're like, you're super connected. So yeah. Being connected.
So you seem connected, but you're not. You're just probably fucking filed forms for a day or something.
No, but that's connected. We care.
Yeah, but you don't have any power.
I do want to say, if you decide to volunteer, when you commit to a volunteer opportunity, please show up to it.
Oh yeah, that
like
if you
that's the only thing I can say. It's just please show up.
Yeah,
they're really counting on you. Believe it or not,
if you're trying to make connections in the art world,
show up.
Fucking flaking on somebody is a good way to get a bad.
Oh no,
a bad name. It's in the art
yeah,
world.
That's unfortunate.
Don't flake.
Yeah,
you can fake it, but don't flake it.
Don't flake it. Okay. Fake it, but don't flake it. I like that.
Okay, here's another note I wrote down. I don't know what I was thinking when I wrote this, but skirting around the edges.
Does that mean like circling the room?
I don't know. I guess so. Just kind of being tangentially in there. I feel like there's a lot of people in our world, not naming names.
So just being seen, but not necessarily
right,
having
not
like
anyone ever knowing who you are or what business you have there, but you're just always around.
So sort of being elusive almost.
It's a good
like,
way
I
to.
I saw them, but they were there for a second and then gone. So you're getting the recognition of like being around and showing up, but not necessarily.
I don't know what I was thinking when I wrote that, but if somebody gets something out of that, you're welcome to it.
Skirting around the edges.
Oh, here's one. Instagram cheating.
Oh, I don't know that.
Okay, now that I think is where you see basically the whole show on Instagram and then say you were at it.
Some websites give you that,
right?
That opportunity too.
Doing some cyber cheating where you're kind of like, oh yeah, it was great, I loved the blah blah blah, and they're like, I didn't see you at the opening,
and like, you're like, I just I
how
went
dare you interrogate my or you could be like, I got a haircut, maybe. Wait, you didn't maybe you didn't recognize me. Okay,
I like
so,
I think that one's a good one because that one is like you can legitimately see the work, you're not seeing it in person, but you get a sense of it.
Yeah, go to so openings, you can't actually though, pretend guys. Don't fake it. Only do that when you're really in a pinch.
That's so funny.
Okay, so those are my faking it advice on faking it.
Don't talk a ton. That one's funny.
Yeah.
I want to joke. Can you try that next time you're out?
Yeah,
you're
that's
not
gonna
be able
so
to
hard.
You know too many people now.
It's gonna be so hard for me. That's the thing, guys. I swear, if you just keep going to these things and you meet people and make a few friends, go out with your friends. If you have some friends,
meet them there.
Okay, look,
go with them.
Make a friend, one friend, okay? If you can. If you don't have a friend, get a family member, anyone who will go to a location with you in their non-work hours, okay? And go to a thing and then slowly make more friends out there. And it slowly becomes less and less intimidating.
You can also ask Kate and I to meet you somewhere.
We'll go.
We'll go to an opening with you.
Especially if you get the trivia question right.
Yes, that could be one of the...
If you get the trivia question right, that could be one of your requests.
Kate and Maysoon will go to an opening with you.
Okay, another way to fake it is start a podcast. All of a sudden, people
feel like
think
this
you're
is a,
important.
This is a podcast. That was one of your faking it moves?
I mean, I didn't mean to, but that's kind of what went down.
That's funny.
Is all of a sudden you have, like, you know, somewhere where your thoughts are... maybe paid attention to.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden people think you're important, even though you're just some fool in a hoodie. Okay, so that's it. Maysoon, any other fake it?
I like it. That's a good faking list.
Yeah. It's all fake, guys. The art world is just a big goddamn...
That is the other thing.
It's a Potemkin village.
It's all fake.
Nothing is real.
Everyone's trying to feel like they belong.
Yeah.
Somehow. And so basically everyone's kind of faking it.
Right.
Ugh, what a nightmare. God, how weird is that?
Well, no, I don't think... I find comfort in that.
In the faking of it?
I just
or
think
that everyone's faking
everyone
it?
Needs to know anything you want to be or do, you can do it. You know, no one knows more than you. No one is better than you. You know, unless if I tell you that you're going to become a creepy narcissist and do bad things, then don't listen to me. But if you feel like self-conscious or you feel like you're not good enough or something to be in the art world because everyone's so hoity-toity and whatever and everyone's so knowledgeable, just don't. They're all fools. Everyone's just trying to get by just as much as you are. Everyone's farting all day. Okay? So just know that you have every right to be here. Good. Unless you're some kind of douchebag.
Yeah,
which
in
you're
which
not.
Case,
you're probably not if you're listening to this.
You better not be if you're listening to this.
But to all the ladies and all the marginalized and oppressed people out there, that's what I say. Okay, we got a whole page
Do
of
we have
questions
a question from Conrad's Corner? Is this a new segment?
Okay,
questions from
let's
Conrad.
Take a dive into Conrad's Corner. He likes shout outs. He wants more shout outs. So shout out to Conrad.
Shout out to Conrad.
Any other shout outs? Oh, actually, I do have a few other shout outs. Okay, shout out to Irving Street Projects. They still got their show with Kelly O'Leary. It's called Collective Geographies. It's up until February 28th. Another shout out, I got to say, Jack Fisher's got to show up. Also, Margaret Tedesco sent us an email.
We got a shout out to DeRosa.
DeRosa's got their new thing
going.
They
got their show coming
up.
Man,
they've got ads on KQED and everything.
Oh, really? Good for them.
Yeah. And it's going to be good. It's Allison
Smith. It's the launch of their whole new...
It's all different now.
Their whole new look and vision.
Yep.
Their opening is on this Saturday from 4 to 6.
And we want to give a shout out to Matilda Sycamore, who has got a new novel out called Sketch to See.
Try again. Sketch to See?
Sketch to See. Yeah, you said it.
Okay.
You're good. But it doesn't come out until October 2018.
Okay. We give some time. Let's just shout them out a little bit closer to the moment. Margaret, what the hell?
Here's another one that you might not know about. Out in Petaluma, California, there's a new gallery called Upton Work, and it is at 245 Kentucky Street out there in Petaluma. And Milena Maggie Lopez has a show Friday, January 26th. It's called Surrounded by Light.
There's
Oh, that's the closing reception. So get out there. And it's from 6 to 8.
There's an opening this Friday at Recology.
Our favorite local artist residency program.
Yes, our favorite. Friday from 5 to 7, Saturday from sometime to sometime.
And then probably an artist talk on Tuesday.
On Tuesday. Yep. Got a shout out to Rodney Ewing about to open a show.
And there. Beth Krebs out there, too.
I got one more shout out.
Oh, one more shout out.
I wanted to shout out to women everywhere.
So Conrad would also like advice for balancing art life and pet ownership or cohabitating with animals. How do artists deal with pet guilt?
Oh,
that's a great question.
Live with someone else who can take care of your cat, your pets for you.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Just so that you don't have to feel as bad about leaving them alone all the time.
It's hard, though, especially if you have a partner that's like doing the same kind of hours as you.
Yeah.
That's rough. I hope people have places where they feel they could bring, if they have a dog, where they could bring their dog or other animal. But
yeah,
cats, hard to have a cat in a studio, especially if you're using anything toxic.
Yeah, don't do
it. I know I've talked about this before, but I had a painting professor in college whose cat went blind from eating paint.
Oh, no.
I know, right? Isn't that wild? Anyhow, pet guilt. I don't know. There's just no way around it. Just know that if you're feeling guilty, it's because you care so much about your pet and you're actually probably a really good pet owner.
Could you put like a, if you had a video camera where you could watch them occasionally, would you feel less guilty because you could see them?
And you'd see that they were just laying there.
They're
and
just
they
laying
there
sleeping most
there
of the time.
Yeah. That's a good tip.
You know, because then you could be like, oh, look at how cute my cats are, or my little pup. You know, when I come home after work every day, the cats wait for me at the top of the stairs. Their tails all a quiver. It's very cute.
Snarky question number one. How do you decide which shows to skip?
That's easy.
I don't want to skip any of them. I want to go to every show.
Come on. There's some shows. Really?
Well,
okay, am I going to sound like an asshole
okay,
if I have like a theory?
No, speak your truth.
I honestly, because there's a lot of shows constantly opening, I try to do a little, I like to read the press release or like the statement about the work. If there's an image, maybe I'll look at the artist's website. And if I'm generally not interested, I won't go. But it's not, I'm not making a judgment. Like, I'm not saying that no one should go. I'm just saying I am going to prioritize this other exhibition or show because that's actually more, what I'm responding to that more strongly, I guess. I don't know.
What you know? If it's, but like, you'll go to a show even if it's not interesting, if it's your friend's show.
Totally. But that's because I'm being loyal to my friend.
So what's the priorities? You got number one, friend.
Yeah.
Number two, is it interesting?
Yeah.
What about, is it going to be like a hot show? Like, maybe I don't actually care about the work, but I just know it's going to be buzzing. You know what I mean? Like, everyone else is going
to
be excited.
I would
about
probably
it.
Go in order to have like an opinion about it.
Yeah.
Even so if it's, even if my opinion is like, I didn't think it was worth anything, yeah, or didn't like it for whatever reasons, or.
Yeah. I just have to say, I barely choose what shows I go to.
Who chooses for you?
The people that are like, hey, do you want to go to this?
Oh, you just pop in with someone else.
Yeah. I mean, I.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's okay, too. Then it's kind of like not your, you don't have to make any decisions. It's
I know,
not,
right?
It's not
but
your
I want to
go
to more. I want to, we always want to go to more. I want to go to every show. Okay, tough question number one. Okay, this is a tough question. Ready?
Okay, uh-oh.
Are there venues that you refuse to visit? If so, why?
Oh, good one.
I feel like if there were venues that I refuse to visit, it would be like Gagosian and shit. And I still have gone to that, so. Apparently, I don't refuse to visit anything.
I don't think so. I mean, I think the only time I would refuse to visit someone or a gallery is if I knew something about the owner that was
fucked
just
up.
Unacceptable.
Yeah.
Like sexual harassment. I'd be like, just can't. I'm not supporting that.
If anybody has a place you want us to never go or talk about, just let us know.
I mean, sometimes distance can be challenging.
Yeah, but it's not like I refuse to go there.
Right. It's just like it's
hard to get to.
I can't or I'm having a hard time getting there.
Yeah, I feel like generally if I haven't made it to a show, it's just because I'm a lazy douchebag.
How about places in Fisherman's Wharf? You're just not going to go there.
Fisherman's Wharf? What's out there?
They've got all the painting galleries,
like
the oil
little
painting.
Ones where you go get for like your grandma.
You got some landscape paintings. You got some.
That was mean to grandmas.
I like some of that stuff.
Grandmas are avant-garde sometimes.
Grandmas
too.
Can do whatever they want.
They're amazing.
But you're probably not going to go out there. Some of those.
Yeah,
galleries.
I don't know. If a place is a little too
commercial.
Well,
you know,
I don't
want to
say commercial because every fucking commercial
every
gallery,
gallery
is
fucking commercial.
But if it's a little too kitschy, that might be a turnoff for me.
You might not go to that. But what if it was a friend?
Absolutely.
You would go. You would support.
Ugh,
see?
And I'm not even good at that. All this just making me feel guilty about all the shows I missed. Other questions?
I want to know if Conrad has any places he won't. Conrad, can you tell us?
Write in.
Email in. We don't have to announce it, but I'm just curious to know.
Or any other listeners, if you have thoughts on these, we'd love to hear what you say. Other question / request. Who are the people you haven't officially met in the Bay Area art scene, yet know through the power of the internet, mutual friends, exhibitions, etc.? Can you record live first in real life meetings with these people in a segment called I've Seen Your Work?
I love it.
That's a great idea. Who would that be for you? You know everyone.
No.
I've never really had a chit chat with Kevin Killian. I've met him, but I've never like.
So I've never met Doty.
Yeah, there you go. We should get two of them in one.
Oh my God, that'd be great.
That'd be so funny. If what would can we not email them? Do we just have to hunt them down and shove the microphone in their face? I mean, we could just email them and say, I mean, that's basically this whole show is us having our first IRL meetings with people.
A lot of them, yeah.
Yes. Okay, just last advice for the show. I just want to say to all the artists out there, artists especially, but anybody who's working with any organization, if you're about to give shout-outs, this is a shout-out to shout-outs and advice about shout-outs. So if you're going to give some shout-outs when you're like, say you're giving an artist talk or you're part of a panel or something, and you're going to be like, I want to thank Joshua for inviting me to the panel, you better be thanking Lydia, Reginald Cornichon and all the other people that put it together too, because you know that Joshua wasn't the only one pulling the strings on this shit, okay? So be liberal with your shout outs, people.
Hear, hear.
Because there's people, usually the person who's at the tip top of the pyramid who you think is the tip of the pyramid is the smallest part of the pyramid. Okay? You got to thank the people at the base of the pyramid, all right?
The foundation of the pyramid.
The foundation of the pyramid.
Foundation. That's right. So good.
That's what I say. Although, I and again, as always, I'm sure that's something I fucked up many times.
Yeah, I guess it's just good for us all to be reminded of, like, acknowledging those who are actually putting a lot of work in.
Make a little list before you go. If you know you're going to be popping some thanks out, you got to have a little write down a list of think every single out. Person that helped you, because they all did. Oh, God. Okay, anything else?
We could shout out to Cece.
Let's give a shout out to Cece.
Carpio.
Does she even listen to the show?
No, but who cares? Everyone listening should know who she is. Cece Carpio.
Hell yeah.
Amazing muralist. Hard-ass worker. Hell killer yeah. friend. Aww. Good spirit.
Cute.
Awesome person.
That's great. I want to give a shout out to someone. Who am I going to shout out?
You shout out to Cece too, but you can do another shout out.
I want to give a shout out to Maggie Haas. I just do.
Okay, good.
I like love her. I don't know Maggie. If she'll listen to this either, but I'm sure somebody who knows her might.
She's and got the kitty on her shoulder all the time.
Will you let her know that I shouted her out? Okay, thank you. Okay, Maysoon. I think that might kind of sum it up for this episode if I can edit this into something
it's pretty listenable. Good.
Tuneyard has a new album out, and that's what the music in this episode is going to be. Okay, Maysoon, you know where I am going to be listening to this music?
Where, Kate? Where?
I'm going to be listening to it while I'm driving from the bridge.
Oh, hey, and to the other bridge.
To the island in between. This has been
Congratulations Pine Tree.